This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. My guest today has made the journey down from her home in Seattle. Her new record is called The Man Who Made Himself a Name. Information is at ShelbyEarle.com. And Shelby Earle is my guest here in the JPR studios. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks so much.
I like meeting more Northwesterners.
Yeah. Your people.
my people. The new record is fantastic. We've been playing it now for a couple of weeks. It was officially released, I believe, March 10th.
That is correct. Yep.
And this is number three for you,
album,
right?
Album number three. Yep.
First one, the debut, got major accolades from Amazon.
Yes.
There may have been an insider involved. We'll get back to that. The follow-up, Swift Arrows, a lot of critical acclaim for this record. And now there is a newer, a little bit bigger sound on The Man Who Made Himself a Name. That seems to be the typical progression of guitar playing singer-songwriters, is steadily getting a bigger band behind the sound.
Yeah.
Before making music, I want to get to this record, but before making music, I mentioned the Amazon tie. You worked there. You did a couple of things in music, but you were not a performer, right? You were a booking agent for a while. You worked at a label, and then you had kind of a, at least on the surface, a sweet job reviewing music and writing about it for Amazon.
That's right. I was actually a record label liaison at Amazon. And so I sort of helped them promote their releases on the site and really loved parts of that job. I mean, I loved all my jobs in the music industry. I liked promoting bands and, you know, helping to propel people's music forward. And that was always really exciting to me. But I was singing the whole time, just hobby style, and getting involved in bands, making original music and all of that. But yeah, I kind of did things backward in a way.
Do you remember the best album you ever reviewed during that period? Like the thing that just absolutely blew your hair back?
Yeah, the first Fleet Foxes record. We seriously could not stop listening to it. And cool story, the keyboard player, the pianist keyboard player, Casey Westcott, who's still in Fleet Foxes and is on their new record too, was playing some keys in my first band at the time. That band was called The Hope. And Casey told us about, he's like, yeah, I'm working with this young kid named Robin, and the songs are really pretty cool, and I think we're going to call the band Fleet Foxes. And I was like, oh, dude, that's a terrible name. You can't, no, you can't do that. Obviously, I was wrong.
It's worked out okay. One other interesting thing about your past, and you would never guess this in a million years from the strumming guitar playing, hip-hop dancer.
Yes.
You were a hip-hop dancer, like professionally?
This is true. I mean, sort of semi-professionally. I went to junior high and high school in Los Angeles, and then sort of went, I moved back to Seattle to go to the University of Washington, but then I would go back to LA during the summers, and I was oddly, naturally talented as a hip-hop dancer. It is baffling. nobody who knows me now can believe that, because sadly I am no longer dancing, but it's still in there. I don't know. It's one of these weird things where all I ever wanted to do was sing, but my natural gifting was in dance. And yet I clearly am not an R&B singer. So right. I was never going to combine the two things.
So during the instrumental moments of your performances, do you bust out any of that?
Well, with the new record, I mean, there are some kind of groovier songs. And there are a couple that when I have the full band with me, I put the guitar down. And I just say, and it's my pop moment. It's my big pop moment.
Shelby Earle is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Her new record is called The Man Who Made Himself a Name. Information is at ShelbyEarle.com. All right, what would you like to play first today?
Well, I was thinking that I might start with the song James. However, James on the record is probably the danciest of the tracks. And
unfortunately, this is radio.
This is radio, and it is just little me sitting here with an acoustic guitar. So I'm going to actually play the version of James that's sort of the first incarnation of the song. This is where the song started, you know, me in my living room with my acoustic guitar. So it will sound different. You should spin the full track later and give listeners the A-B. But I will play you now James.
This is Shelby Earle, live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Let Let me tell you about James. He loved me in a way. Loved me in a way that I cannot shake. It wasn't easy trying to make him stay. It wasn't easy when he went away. Oh, James, 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 James. Have you ever known the power in name? Oh, James, James. Never been the same. But I'll tell you about James. He knew what to say. Oh, he could read me like a psychic man. And he'd come calling on my strongest days just to prove he could make me weak again. Oh, James, 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 James. Have you ever known a power in name? Oh, James, 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 James. Him twice, still can't explain. Then one day James came home to stay, only to find someone in his place. It wasn't easy, but I had to say, my love, you are just one day too. James, James, James. Have you ever known the power in name? Oh, James, James, James. Loved him once, never been the same. Twice, never again.
That is James. It's Shelby Earle live today in the JPR studios, a tune from her new record called The Man Who Made Himself a Name. Shelby Earle, no E on the end of it, just EARL.com is the web address. Now, if you're trying to place her sound, she and her folks have already laid out a roadmap on her website. It says it's somewhere to the left of Nico Case, a few blocks from Sharon Van Etten, kitty corner to Angel Olsen.
I think that's right? Close. I didn't come up with that, by the way. I have a heck of a time, you know, sort of labeling myself. It's hard to do.
You have said once that you never were one to want fame. You wanted sustainability. And for a musician, that often comes with pushing your own name, and that you have some conflicted feelings about Shelby Earle as a product, as a brand.
Absolutely. I mean, it was much easier to promote other people's bands. You know, it's a challenge for sure.
Is it due to lack of self-confidence, or does it just feel weird to be promoting yourself so heavily?
That. Yes, yeah. B. I mean, imagine sitting around all day. You know, a lot of an independent musician's life is on their laptop. And I just, it's a strange thing to just type your own name a million times a day and make internet posts about yourself. And I mean, I guess everyone kind of does it in a way.
Some people have made that into a career.
Well, right. Yeah. So, I mean, truly, my goal has always been sustainability and just, you know, to get things, to get the energy spun up enough as to where there are people who want to hear my songs around the country so that I can go play for them. But that definitely involves promoting yourself, you know. And then you hope that other people are promoting you as well. But
right. There has been a lot written, certainly about your previous records, of the songs kind of being about the scars of life.
Yeah.
In all of their various forms.
Yeah.
Were those stories that came from your own experiences, or were you just observing people as you kind of went down the road and met folks?
Most of the first two records are autobiographical in many ways. That's where a lot of songwriters start. You know, it's first you just start talking about your feelings.
It's cathartic, right?
It's cathartic, yeah. And I find it really healing. But with this record, I feel like there's been some growth in that way, and I have been more intentional about observing other people's lives and stories, and a lot of these songs are kind of composites of other people's stories, and then, of course, there's me in all of them as well.
Is it easier to write the stories about yourself or about other people?
Those ones come more quickly. I mean, lyrics come more quickly when it's, you know, just coming from your own heart type of thing. Like, one of the songs, actually, the one I'm going to play for you next, it's called Strong Swimmer, and that one just like fell out of the sky into my head. It was one of those really quick ones.
And this is related to your stepmother?
Well, that's what's interesting. I thought it was autobiographical. I mean, this is one that I completely thought, you know, I was thinking about my own life circumstance and came up with this. And then I played it for my stepmom, who was in early stages of recovering from a traumatic brain injury. And she just started to sob. And I realized right away, like, wow, this is not about me at all. And that's kind of the first time that's happened where, I mean, songs do change meaning for me over time, even ones I've written. But this one, that happened like immediately. And as soon as I was playing it live, I was singing it about her.
And you'll play it for us now?
Yeah.
Great. Shelby Earle is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called The Man Who Made Himself a Name, and this one is called Strong Swimmer.
Each time that I walk out the front door, a new muscle is born. Every tear I'm filling the ocean I'll swim in next year. And oh, what a strong swimmer I'll be by then. Oh, what a strong swimmer I'll be in the end. Said, climb on my back and I'll get you across the dangerous part. But then I let go and said I don't need help anymore. 'Cause oh, what a strong swimmer I am in my head. Oh, what a strong swimmer I'll be in the end. They said, careful, my dear, it's not safe for you here. There's an undertow. But I gave them a wink, then dove in the deep just to see where it goes. Oh, what a strong swimmer I'll be by then. Oh, what a strong swimmer I'll be in the end. Through the push and the pull, never lose my resolve. I'm medal worthy. And when the tears weigh me down, shed them all to the ground and start swimming. 'Cause oh, what a strong swimmer I am in my head. Oh, what a strong swimmer I'll be in the end. What a strong swimmer I'll be in the end. Oh, what a strong swimmer I'll be by then.
Strong Swimmer, that is Shelby Earle live today in the JPR studios. Another tune from her new record called The Man Who Made Himself a Name. You can find information on Shelby at her website. It's shelbyearle.com. I mentioned the sound of this record is a little bit bigger. You partnered with a group of musicians called The Spectacles.
Tell
me,
correct.
Who are they? How did you connect with them? And what did they add to your project?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a fun story. I decided to start taking piano lessons, which I haven't taken since I was about 8 or 10 or something. And my piano teacher is a guy named B.C. Campbell. And he said to me at one of the lessons, hey, I have this kind of collective of players I get together with every Friday. And we just work on recording just for fun. And you should come some Friday and bring a song just for the heck of it. And so I did that thinking I'll just take a sort of a throwaway song that I'm not going to do anything with. And these guys were so good. My mind was blown. And we recorded a song in a day. And it was so good that I released it as a single. And the response was sort of off the charts. I mean, I had a lot of people saying, man, you really like raised the bar on this one. And I was like, I didn't do anything different.
Did they function as your backup band?
Yeah. So they're just all stellar instrumentalists. And they're not even a band. They're not even in a band together. They're all in a bunch of different bands in Seattle. They do this just for fun. And just, they want to be like Seattle's Wrecking Crew.
Okay.
If you know about the Wrecking Crew. So they really are kind of a production collective. And I mean, the whole experience was so positive and so much fun that I called them up and said, I want you to make my whole record. And we hired a producer, you know, who's one of my favorites, Martin Fevier. And I knew he could make the sound big. You know, he could capture these guys and what they already do. But they had an energy that felt so fresh to me. And they immediately think bigger. I mean, they think more rhythmically than I had been used to, and I was just really excited about that.
I mean, there's everything on the record from sort of traditional singer-songwriter, a little twang at times, a little R&B at times. There's some doo-wop stuff on the record.
Yeah.
Did that all come from you, or were those from some outside influences of the people that you were working with to create the record?
Well, my previous two records had a lot of the doo-wop vibe and some Americana elements. Like, those were kind of the two, you know, most common through lines of the first two records. So those I still brought forward. I mean, those are still in there, you know, as I'm writing. But these guys, they're far more, again, more sort of like rhythm-oriented musicians. And so they helped me break out of that a little bit. And songs like Strong Swimmer are the kind of strongest connection to the previous two albums.
Right.
I really let them change stuff up. I mean, there were a number of songs that they, first things first, said, can we speed that up? Can we speed that up? And can we completely change the rhythmic feel? And that's kind of was their main function. Mm-hmm. And it was super exciting. I just went in and said, yes, let's try it, to everything. And they all kind of functioned that way too, which made it a really, really fun creative environment. And then it makes the finished product exciting to me too, you know, because it got me out of my usual rut, I guess.
You have now been out on the road doing this for 7+ years.
Yeah.
Right? Do you ever long for the days of having that sort of Amazon job where there are not a lot of unknowns? You just sort of show up and do the gig and go?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's comfort in that. And I recently got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I have a dog that I love. And so, you know, it's hard to say goodbye and go do the thing. But I really love going to play songs for people. And I especially love making records. So I don't think those things will change. I mean, there are times where just a steady paycheck would be great.
Yeah. Now, both of those things. You like touring.
I love touring.
And you like making records?
Yes.
I mean, sometimes artists like one or the other a lot more.
I mean, I will say, making records is my very favorite part of this whole operation. Well, writing songs. I mean, it's the writing the songs and the recording that are my favorite part, but the recording bit is very expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't get to do that part as much as I would like.
Hopefully there's some good payoff from doing it, though.
Yes, yes.
Right?
It all comes around. It does. But it's always, you sort of, it takes money to make money. Mm. Right. So,
well, you've got a brand new record to be out touring and supportive, which is what you're doing right now.
Yes.
What is the next 6 months, year look like for you? Is it just all touring and support of this, or do you have some other projects in the works?
Actually, I'm glad you asked. I am releasing an acoustic version
of this.
Here's
your $20 bill.
Yeah, thanks. I am finishing an acoustic version of this very same record.
Similar to what we're hearing here.
Yeah, so
awesome.
It'll be a lot more like this. The lead guitar player in my band is also on that, and the two of us are doing everything. He has the same recording setup as Elliot Smith did. So we're going to make a warm acoustic hug of a record, and it'll be the songs kind of in there, again, in their original format.
Cool.
As a companion to me touring solo.
Right on.
And so that'll come out this summer sometime. But we will be doing festivals as a full band. So I'll kind of be representing both versions of the songs on the road. And then I'll be in Europe for a month in September touring solo on these songs.
Well, when the record's done, will you send us a copy?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Of course.
Shelby Earle is my guest today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called The Man Who Made Himself a Name, the studio version. Information is at shelbyearle.com. She has one more tune for us. What do you want to wrap up with?
Yeah, I'm going to play you the title track, Where This All Began. This was the first song I wrote in this collection, so it's fitting that it ended up the name of the album.
He's met you before, but he doesn't recall. He does not recall. The lights are in his eyes. He's met you before, but that was in a simpler time. Now the ghosts, they come at night. And his pockets are heavy with keys to the city, the weight of his memories, his money, all of his longings, and everyone else's claims. He's a man who's made himself a name. He's no for his beauty, but he doesn't display, not traditionally, how a genius blinds the wise. Say his name in the street, he'll not turn around, will not look to see how the world it holds him tight. And his pockets are heavy with keys to the cities he keeps to remember the weight of his meaning, his musings, and everyone else's pain. He's a man who's made himself a name. Pockets are heavy with keys to the cities he keeps to remember, the faces he leaves, weight of his winnings, weight of his losings, his fear, all of his fooling, the sweat and the tears he shed to make him a legacy, one only he can claim. He's a man who's made himself a name, a man who's made himself a name, a man who's made himself a name.
That is Shelby Earle live today on Jefferson Public Radio, playing songs for us from her new record called The Man Who Made Himself a Name. Information is at shelbyearle.com. Shelby Earle, thanks again for coming by. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, and thanks so much for having me.